Blog Talk Radio.
Some of us have been forced to live on less, and some of us do it deliberately. However, even if you're a millionaire, you must spend less than you make in order to have a positive net worth. Living on less while building to have more does not have to be as difficult as it sounds. Let's talk strategy. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Bierman. Thank you for taking me along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I teach biblical strategies of stewardship, especially around the areas of money, resources, time, and the stewardship of the body. I do this with the hope to encourage you to change or improve for the better, because prosperity is not promised, but it is within reach. Profitable stewardship creates debt-free wealth. Today's topic is living on less while building to have more. Living on less while building to have more. Lost your job? Post-recession life? Divorce? Whatever. If you're making less money than you used to and you're working on building back up to your next level, this show is for you. You see, life happens. Post-recession, losing a job, death of the main breadwinner, needing to care for a loved one that suddenly interrupts your income ability, birth of a new child that you want to stay home with, divorce, maybe child support and maintaining two homes now, illness, or maybe none of the above. You simply made the decision that as a strategy you want to move forward in life by living on less. Now, let me have a quick word from our sponsor.
Here. Do you have trouble paying for your medication? Are your copays too high? DiscountMyPrescription.com offers a free discount prescription card that you can present to your local pharmacist and save immediately. You can download, print, email, or send a card directly to your phone. We have seen discounts up to 94%. Just go to DiscountMyPrescription.com and take the card to your local pharmacy and start saving now.
We're back with Trudy Bierman, and our topic today is living on less while building to have more. So again, if you are making less money than you used to, and you're building back up to where you used to be or to your next level, this show is for you, living on less while building to have more. So picking up where we left off, I mentioned the living on less because this is assuming that you had a higher prior income than you have now. You used to make more than you're making now. Now, your highest income before, you probably started creating a minimum lifestyle at that price point. And now, with earning less, your standards of living need to change. So your highest income before, a lot of us started having a lifestyle that matched that income. And now that we're living on less, we have a new crises. See, some people, what they try to do is to maintain that lifestyle anyways and rack up debt, which creates a bigger problem and a catch-22. You really can't get out of debt by creating new debt. Some find that they lose stuff, like the home they had in a certain neighborhood or the fine car that's been repossessed. And, you know, in addition to losing the stuff, they have the sting and the embarrassment of that. Living on less sometimes can lead to fights with a partner due to stress or the inability to maintain that former lifestyle and that lifestyle expectation. Another problem is telling your kids, no, for things that you desperately want to give them. And I don't know about the rest of you, but this one was the hardest one for me because we are in that situation. Post the recession, we're not quite yet back to where we were before the real estate bubble of 2006 to 2010. So this was the hardest one for us, telling our kids no for things that we desperately want to give them. Or another one is losing out on great opportunities because you just don't have the money to participate. Now, however you found this show today, there will be links to some giveaways that I'm going to have as a thank you for participating in this show. Today's show is going to be a little bit longer than my usual 15-minute show. I really have a lot to say on this subject. I could have broken it out into several shows, but I just want to just get it all out there because I really, this is my experience. We're living this now. We are deliberately living on less while we build to have more. I know I'm not the only one in this situation. A lot of my clients are, and a lot of you listeners are. So I'm not talking about the person who found themselves living on less and has decided that that's their new normal. You've settled into it. Oh, woe is me. Nothing can change. Things are just that bad. No. That's not the person I'm talking to here. I'm talking about the person who is living on less for whatever reason, but you are of the mindset to build to have more. This is who this show is for. There is no whining going on here. So as a thank you for participating in this show, on the page or wherever you found it will be a link to some coupon codes so you can get discounts on some of my stuff that as just a thank you for participating in this show. So, all right. Some of us have not, you know, been forced to live on less. Some of us are smart enough to know that we need to live on less and do it deliberately, and we do it voluntarily. Now, whether you're doing it because you've been forced to or you're doing it voluntarily, living on less is not really an easy thing to do. So regardless of why you're living on less, I want us to talk about the mindset around this lifestyle. Now, what I want you to think of is a thermostat. Walk out into your living room. There's a thermostat there that manages the temperature of your living environment. Now, we all set that temperature to where we feel comfortable, okay? Now, think for a moment that if you made a manual adjustment to that thermostat, so let's say, for example, 70 degrees is your nice, comfortable level, all right? Whether, you know, 70 degrees is where you like it. Now, let's say it's getting colder. We're going into a winter season. It's getting colder. When you keep that at 70, the building will warm up to 70. But if this was a warmer time like the summer, when the building got hotter than 70, the AC would kick on to bring the building back to 70. 70 is where you like it. But what if you took the decision that you wanted to live on less while building to make more? You might actually manually go to that thermostat and deliberately decide to change that setting. So let's say it is the winter, and now you drop that temperature to, say, 62 degrees. Now, 62 degrees is not comfortable for you, but you want to save some money. You drop the temperature to 62, and you throw on a jacket. Okay, maybe you put a space heater in a room and everybody gathers in that room. Or on the flip side, even though 70 degrees might be where you like it, it's a very hot day, but you move the thermostat up to, say, 78 degrees. And so it won't kick in until it gets to 78, which means maybe you wear fewer clothing or you kick on a fan in a single room. These are some of the decisions that we may deliberately take in our quest to save some money, in other words, living on less, so that we can have more down the line. But here's the thing with the difference between me and some of the gurus in this space. I am not advocating that we move to living on this new lower lifestyle as a permanent strategy. You see, I'm not one of those that says ditch the car, ditch the house, you know, everybody cramp up with grandma and no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm looking at this as a short-term strategy to a long-term goal. The long-term goal is to have more. and so that you can enjoy the quality of life that you want to enjoy. So it's a short-term strategy to help you arrive at where you need to be. Not your new normal. That is not what I am suggesting. Because when you can afford to set the thermostat where you want to with no problem to pay that bill, then you will. Okay, you will. But if you operate on a planless life of just adjusting to what comes next in your life, is to live a life that comes to you versus designing your life. I apologize, guys. You see, if you plan to build to have more, then you must be strategic and you must plan to be strategic. Proverbs 24, verse 27 says, prepare your outside work and get things ready for yourself on the land. After that, build your house. In other words, you need to make the money to support the lifestyle you want before establishing the lifestyle. So let me read it again. Proverbs 24, 27 says, and I'm reading from the Complete Jewish Bible, although, you know, any other version, this is just happens to be my favorite. It says, prepare your outside work and get things ready for yourself on the land. After that, build your house. Now, when I was a real estate broker, I saw this play out big time and contributed to the housing bubble that now is known as the recession of 2006 through 2010, because a lot of people were buying more house than they could afford. So, you know, we need to step back and think about our priorities. You know, look at your mandatory monthly expenses. Now, I said mandatory, not lifestyle expenses. Your mandatory. What can you reduce, renegotiate, or remove? So going back to the thermostat example, we all have to have a power. We're going to have a power bill, but that's a mandatory bill. Does it have to be the amount that you're actually paying? Is there a way that you can reduce that bill, maybe call the power company, renegotiate something? I know here in Florida, they have a system that they will look back at, you know, your usage history and even give you a flat fee that you pay, and you know what your power bill is going to be rather than a fluctuating bill every month. Or maybe can you remove a bill altogether? I mean, maybe if you bundle up some services and stuff. Now, when you have children, sometimes this is a little bit more difficult. But if you have a partner that will not work with you, then it's almost nearly impossible. And once again, let me remind you, the strategies that are being discussed here to live on less while building to have more are meant to be short-term implementation with a view to expand your income rapidly so that you can afford the lifestyle you want, not adjust to a new lower normal. Because some of us have had to move out of nice neighborhoods and hang out in less than where we want to be. But don't just accept that as that's your new normal. No, work towards what you really want. Don't just say, oh, woe is me, this is where I'm at, nothing else can be done. Now, you know, even if you're a millionaire, you need to live on less if you truly want to be considered rich, because it's net worth. There's a difference between having access to a lot of cash and having a positive net worth. Because some people have access to a lot of money, they're running up a lot of debt, or even if they're making a lot of money, they're spending as fast as they can. So they have the trappings of a lifestyle of wealth, but they don't have true wealth. There is no true positive net worth. So you'll find that the rich people who are truly rich and have a positive net worth do so because they're spending less than they make. In other words, they're living on less than they earn. So that is what this is all about. I did a video some time ago about cash flow, and this is truly important. You need to understand cash flow to maximize this game of living on less. Now, some of you have already stumbled onto a do-it-yourself version of this strategy as you've been juggling bills over time to stay afloat. But if you know what you're doing and do it deliberately, you can actually maximize this strategy even further. For example, if you have credit cards, they're going to demand a minimum payment. Now, here's a strategy that we use. So we pretty much pay off the full balance of our credit card balances each month, because what we do is, you know, let's say, and I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you have a card that has a $2,000 credit limit, but you've already spent $1,000 of it, okay? The minimum balance they're asking for, let's say $75. If you take your paycheck and pay down the whole $2,000, you're going to do much better than the credit card company. They're going to report you as paying better than agreed. You're going to remove your balances. You're going to remove your fees. And you are going to just go back around and spend that money all over again to pay your bills. So you're recycling that money in a new way that's going to impact. You're getting double the bang for your buck, guys. You're going to, you know, hit your credit card in a certain way, rack up, improve your credit, reduce fees, and you're still paying your bills with the very same money coming back to the zero to start all over again. So there's a cash flow video that I have, and if you're listening to this today, just jump over to my website, trudybearman.com. That's Trudy with a Y, bear like the one you drink, trudybearman.com, and type in today's title, Living on Less, While Willing to Have More. And when that page comes up, there will be all sorts of resources for you, including the video on cash flow. Okay? So debt management is simply a strategy for reducing and eliminating debt and freeing up more money. Because, guys, even if you don't make more income, the moment you reduce your debt, you have more money available for your lifestyle. But I want to just reinforce right here that debt management is not a wealth-building strategy. Let me say it again. Debt management is not a wealth-building strategy. Debt management is a money-saving strategy, okay? Wealth building is a completely different thing. Wealth building is increasing your income. Debt management is working within the income you have and paying out less of it. So, you know, when you can focus on debt management, like a lot of these gurus in this space that say, you know, spend less, spend less, spend less, live on less, live on less, live on less. That's their focus. My focus is on the wealth side, on the plus side of zero, because I promise you, the more income you have, the faster you can crush the debt, and the better you are going to be able to live and to be generous to those things that matter to you. So as far as I'm concerned over here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc., and especially on Debt Free Wealth Radio, the focus should be on income expansion. Debt management will happen, but the focus should be on income expansion. Now, I'm not wanting to encourage you to punch a clock again for another boss or take on massive overtime in order to make this extra money, because doing so often strips you of another vital lifestyle component, and that is relationship time. You see, having money and no one to enjoy it with because you've damaged all your relationships by constantly being absent is not a good idea. However, when you are hustling hard for an agreed window of time, this is a completely different issue altogether. So from time to time, I'll do 90-day blitzes or 90-day windows of focused hustle time. You see, your family needs to be on board with that, and they will understand that this, you know, temporary absence where you just check in with them, but you're really not totally available, it's just for a short window of time. But if they don't know that this is just a short window of time for a serious hard hustle to create some momentum in your income expansion, then they may believe that this is your new normal, and your new normal of being absent from that will strip away at your relationships. But if they know if there is going to be an end date, so it's a 60-day window, a 90-day window, a 14-day window, whatever that is, and they understand that and you get them on board, then you can hustle hard for a window of time, create the momentum, build your income, and there will be an end date, okay? Some of you need to ramp up your hobby into a true income earner. I've seen too many people let this strategy go by the wayside. They tinker with something, they're pretty good at it, but they don't ramp it up into a full-blown income earner. You need to look for ways to make your money work for you. Let me say that again. You need to look for ways to make your money work for you. For example, in our family, one of the things we do is tax lien investing. After we spend some time to research the properties that we want to invest in, it's pretty much a set it and forget it income stream. But I want to point out again one of the main mantras of this station and of Profitable Stewardship, Inc. You go back to Matthew 25, the person that the master gave the one talent to and buried it. Here's what the master said. you should have at least put it in the bank for it to earn interest. Guys, honestly, yes, we need to work hard for money, but it's more important to let our money work hard for us. If that person, in the Bible story, had put the money in the bank for it to earn interest, that's an example of your money working for you. So, yes, you should work for your money, but it's even more important to let your money work for you, okay? So that is another strategy right there. Another thing I'm going to suggest is you give more thoughtful gifts. You would be surprised that if you put some thought to your gift giving, that sometimes spending more money is not the way to end up giving a memorable gift that is truly appreciated. It's not necessarily about the amount of money, but it's the thought. It truly is the thought that counts, and it doesn't necessarily take a lot of money to give a memorable gift that is appreciated. You need to prioritize your spending and do less impromptu spending. So if you know you need shoes, we all need shoes, rather than buy 20 cheap pairs that don't last, that look scuffed and stupid in a short period of time, save up your money and buy one good freaking nice pair of shoes. Honestly, guys, paying $100, $200 sometimes may seem exorbitant for a pair of shoes, but some of these shoes, when you buy them, they're well-fitting, they're well-made, they last, they're well-stitched, they're well-put together, they freaking look good. Every time you step out of them, you feel like $1 million, you stride like $1 million, you're more on your way to making $1 million because your confidence level is high. You know you look good, and people are going to look at you and say, dang, they look good, okay? So sometimes that's another thing we need to do. Stop spending your money on stupid stuff in a lot of places and save up for that one thing that really makes sense. That is called priority spending. That is having a plan, which brings me to the next most important point. You must have a spending plan. Now, I didn't say budget. I see budget like a nasty, nasty word. Budget tends to suggest living under a restraint. Having a spending plan creates the impression of being in absolute control of the distribution of your money. Pretty much ends up being the same thing, but your mindset around it's completely different. When you're in control of the distribution of your money, you have a spending plan. So you won't end up blowing your power bill money at the club just because that money is still in your pocket, because you know what it is for. And if you do stuff like that, you'll pay less in overdraft and penalty fees, okay? So you must absolutely live on less to have wealth, because, again, even if you're making millions of dollars, you will not retain that money if you're busy spending it. You see, making money, the skill set to make money, and the skill set to keep money are completely different skill sets, okay? So one, some people can make money and cannot keep it. They'll always be broke. And then there's some people who, whatever money they make, they're able to keep quite a bit of it. They may not be rich, but they'll usually always have money to spend. But they're two completely different skill sets. The ideal thing is to learn both and to learn them well. Learn how to make money and learn how to keep the money you've made, okay? So that's it for today, guys. I hope this was of some value to you. I'm going to ask that you like, comment, share this show with someone who needs to hear this today, because a lot of us are living on less while we're building to have more, and some of us should be living on less if our intention is to build to have more. So Trudy Behrman here. Thank you all for listening in today. I am super simple to find at trudybehrman.com. Debt Free Wealth Radio is a production of trudybehrman.com, and I do look forward to connecting with you.